that's right. We are right back here. And as promised, we have Rachel Van Dyken on the air with us. She is a New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today best-selling author of Regency and Contemporary Romances. She likes to go to Starbucks and drink her coffee and plot her next book. And she lives, I understand, in Idaho with her husband and their snoring boxer, Sir Winston Churchill. She has researched. She's a romantic psychology expert, and she's here to talk about the Cougar Revolution. How you doing today, Rachel?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I was reading over some background about you, and I understand when you were growing up, you always had to be the evil one. Your sister got to be the princess.
It's true. I always had to be the evil stepmother or the prince. I was never allowed to be the rescued princess or the, the fun one. Okay, that's why I write, I think. I have to make up my own stories, my own happily ever after.
So now you're able to tell the story the way you want it told.
Exactly. I think every little sister should get that option, don't you?
I was always the big sister.
So you probably don't agree with me then.
No, I do. I mean, I think that's probably true, thinking back over that. Yes, my poor sister had to endure a lot. But, you know, we're here to talk about the Cougar Revolution, and what can you tell us about this? It seems to be getting more acceptable.
You know, I think it is getting more acceptable, and one of the main reasons, is, at least in my opinion, is because women are, you know, they're getting married a lot later in life, and at this point, and I think I just read something yesterday on the plane, actually, about how people are getting married, you know, a lot later, like in their 30s, you know, mid-40s, and it's totally fine, but I think what you're seeing is that people are pursuing their careers, you know, right after college and getting financially successful and really not being selfish, but really just pursuing what they want to do. And then it's like all of a sudden the gauntlet falls and they realize, wow, I should get married, or I need to have kids, or I need to, you know, do this other part of my life. And so you have these older women that are then, you know, kind of get their pick of what they want to do, you know, or who they want to, you know, be with. And you have all these older women that are successful and, you know, they're talented and they have money and they're financially stable, and they start going after these younger men because, you know, they have that option. You know, because when you're younger, you don't really have that freedom as much as you do when you're older. And so the Cougar Revolution is kind of really picking up steam, at least in my opinion, because you have all these women that are finally starting to go back onto the dating scene, or maybe they got married too young, you know, and then they got divorced and pursued their career, and now they're coming back into that scene again. So you have all these women that are kind of flooding it, whereas before it was a lot more even. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do understand that. But one of the things that I was thinking about, I can see this as a great thing for an older woman, but I don't really see how this works for a younger guy, and yes, unless it's all about the money.
All about the money. Unless they're a kept man, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that it totally depends on the guy. I think there's some guys that are, you know, looking for a more mature woman, someone who's experienced, you know, someone who isn't spoiled. A lot of women that are in their, you know, lower 20s have kind of almost like a privileged outlook on life. You know, they haven't really experienced a lot yet. And I think, too, like, they're looking for a good time. They're not necessarily looking to settle down. And if you do have a guy that's looking for that commitment or looking to settle down, probably not going to find it in a younger girl, whereas they might find it in someone who's a little bit older who has that stability. It's almost like the roles have been swapped a bit. Do you know what I mean? You know, before it was like girls were looking for older guys to find that stability, and I think now it's kind of swapped a bit to where guys are looking for older girls, you know, have, you know, that opportunity to settle down and kind of, you know, experience life, you know, get married, you know, have that commitment. So I think, and I think too, it just depends on the guy. You know, some guys, you know, aren't ready to handle a relationship like that, and some are.
Well, you know, you talk about getting married. Do you think a lot of them end in marriage, or are they just a fun fling?
Again, I think that depends on the woman. I think some women are just out to have fun because, you know, they probably did get married young and divorced and they're just looking for a good time, you know, whereas others are actually looking for that commitment. They're looking to start having children. You know, they want to have someone to share their lives with. So I think it totally depends. But I think more, I honestly, in my opinion, I believe that a lot of them are ending up in a long-term commitment, which, I mean, isn't a bad thing. That's good.
But what age? I mean, I always thought of a cougar as, like, older, like 45, 50, 55, you know, in that age bracket. If you're talking about having children, obviously you're talking about a little bit younger than that.
A little bit younger. I think the gap, I think it used to be, you know, 40s going for someone who's in their 20s or 50s going for someone who's in their 20s. And I think the gap is actually kind of getting a little bit shorter. I was thinking, you know, when I started researching this and, you know, adding things in my books, it's really like, you know, a 39-year-old going for someone who's maybe like 22 or, you know, someone who's maybe 45 going for someone who's in their mid-20s, late-20s. You know, there's still a pretty large gap, right. But it's not as large as it used to be.
So you've written about this, Rachel? Is that what you're telling us?
I've been researching it. Yeah, I haven't written about it yet. Yeah.
Are you going to write a book about this, Rachel?
You know, in my desire, I actually, my grandma's going to kill me, I actually wrote a little bit about her pursuing a younger man, and I based the character off of her, and so that's kind of where it all came from, and she's in her 80s.
Right here on the I Love Ann show, you hear Confessions of Rachel.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great, that's great. But, you know, we think back over movies and everything that have been out there and TV shows. Of course, the current show, Cougar Town, is out there. But then if you go mm-hmm. back to The Graduate and Mrs. Robinson, that was pretty racy back then.
That was really racy. But in this day and age, you know, it would be totally acceptable, I think. You know, it's, people just go, oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think back to some of those movies and think about the change. And when you watch an older movie, I know, you know, when kids watch some of these movies, they go, so what was the big deal?
Yeah, so why was that scandalous? I don't understand.
Exactly. So you write a lot of, you're working on another book now, huh?
I am, yeah. It's a busy day. I actually had a book released today. And so I'm doing promo for that, and I'm also trying to finish up another book. I usually put out or try to write a couple books a year, so, yeah.
Well, now, you're a romantic psychology expert, but that's not what you started out in. You were working with kids originally, weren't you?
Well, I was going to read that.
That's a little different.
Yeah, like, I was a counselor for kids, K-8.
Okay.
So that's what I started out in. I wanted to actually originally be a marriage counselor and then went into school counseling instead. And, you know, but whenever you do school counseling, I always say I work with kids, but you almost work with parents more because yeah. you are in contact with parents, you know, directly 24/7 because it's always about their kids and you always want to involve parents in what you're doing. So it always felt like I was counseling the kids, parents, teachers. And from there on out, I started writing after that. So.
Sure. Well, it's good, you know, I think it's always good to find your passion and to be able to work it and turn it into money. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's such a blessing because I went from doing something I love to something I love even more, so it was fantastic.
So what book are you out there promoting right now, Rachel?
Right now I'm promoting Ruin, and it just released actually at midnight this morning. Yeah, it would be this morning, so yeah, I'm actually midnight this morning, the first 2 weeks of sales are going towards my uncle's medical bills because he's in the final stages of cancer, so I'm trying to go out and promote that a lot right now.
Wow, and what is Ruin about?
Ruin is about a football star who goes to University of Washington, kind of falls for one of the freshman girls that comes in, and he is kind of having, he has a secret and she kind of has a secret, and I don't want to give it all away, but
sure.
It's one of those tearjerkers. They fall in love, but there's things that are keeping them from actually being able to be together, but they're more like life-altering things, not angsty things that are, you know, their own faults.
Well,
if that makes sense.
Well, so there you go. You've got a new book, and you're talking about it right here on WCRS. You can find Rachel at rachelvandyken.com. Check it out. She's got. You can also follow her on Twitter, RachVD. Now, that's an interesting name, Rach. I mean, I'm sorry, but RachVD.
Can I just say that in hindsight, I would have totally changed it. Yeah,
Okay, well, this is interesting. Make sure you check out rachelvandyken.com. She is she writes historical fiction, romance. She has a good time doing what she's doing. She's got a new book out, Ruin. You want to check that out. Rachel, any last words you want to tell us about cougars here this morning?
No, except for just keep your eyes out, you know. It's just watch as the entertainment industry. I think honestly it's going to become more and more culturally acceptable, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few years.
Do you know a bunch of women that are cougars?
I know a few.
You know a few? The other thing I think about is, you know, when you were the younger guy, I guess that means you have to keep yourself in real good shape all the time.
Yeah, it forces you to constantly keep yourself in check, which probably is a nice motivator, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, you hear about the girls that go to bed with makeup, and then they get out of the bed and run into the bathroom and put more makeup on so they look good.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. These are the type of things.
I can never be that girl.
Huh?
I can never be that girl.
Well, me either. Me either. This is what you get, honey. If you like it, great. If you don't, sorry.
Exactly.
All right. Rachel Van Dyken, thank you so much for calling us this morning. Good luck on your new book, Ruin. And make sure you check out her other books. And, of course, I'm sure you can find them on all the sources. But you can also check out her website, Rachel. VanDyken.com. That's RachelVanDyken.com. Rachel, thanks so much for calling us. Good luck on the launch of your new book.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.